Hey, everybody. That's my friend Glenn Tickle.
Oh, that's my friend John Longer.
And this is the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. Welcome. It's the show where Glenn and I are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia just out
all
of our... All of it. Just using our brainy brains.
Yep. We're all tied up, right?
We are all tied up, yeah. So it's 4-4-2. 4 wins apiece and 2 ties.
Let's keep this streak rolling where we beat Wikipedia's ass.
I actually don't know if it's a streak or not. I've lost. It's so hard.
Let's make it one.
Yeah. Like, it's so hard to track the passing of time. I struggle with that. You ever accidentally time travel? Like, when you're sick, where you, like, end up sleeping for, like, 24 hours and you're like...
I did once.
You wake up and you're like, when am I?
I was, I think, 7th grade. I came home from school one day feeling just awful and I went to bed and I woke up and it was like Friday all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's nuts. I recently, a couple weeks ago, I was sick and... I slept something like 36 hours over a 48-hour window, and like as I like felt better, I had no concept of when I was. It was very trippy, very trippy. 3-day weekends sometimes do that to you too, right? Like that whole like what day is it?
Yeah.
Which is like, I don't know. That's more.
When I used to work from home all the time, that was a big part of it. Where it's, you know, every day was basically the exact same. Like I didn't.
You had no, like,
go anywhere.
Contrast.
Like, I would realize, oh, it's Thursday and I haven't been outside once this week.
Right. So we're really doing the world a service by dropping new episodes every Friday.
Yeah.
You can set your man-made weekday calendar to
honestly,
when these shows show
what up. Podcasts come out what day is, like, a big part of how I think about my week.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Just let's throw some love to some of those podcasts you're listening to.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. So, Monday...
Mm-hmm.
That's when my brother and me drop. It
sure.
used to be when Jordan Jesse Go came out, but they moved it to Tuesdays. Bullseye, I think, used to be Tuesdays, but I've been noticing it going live Monday nights a lot. Wednesday, Judge John Hodgman. Usually, sometimes that's been a day late here and there.
Well, yeah, life happens.
These are all shows on the Maximum Fun Network, but there's other podcasts I listen to. Stuff You Should Know is the real, I would say that's the real world version of this show.
What are you talking about? We're real world.
We're real world, but it's their
minor leagues.
They're like, they do research and stuff and we just wing it.
Yeah.
If we tried, basically.
Which is not in either of our makeup.
It's a great
really.
Show. The hosts, Chuck and Josh, do a great job. I like it a lot. Thursday. Every other week is the Adventure Zone. I think that's one of the day Stuff You Should Know comes out. They're twice a week now. There's another good Thursday one. I don't remember what it is.
I don't know, man. Well, hopefully all those
Friday us.
Yeah, us, obviously.
We're the best one on Fridays. Get out of here, other podcasts.
Yeah.
Fridays are ours.
Yeah, so all those people that we just plugged now legally are obligated to plug us because that's how podcasts work, right?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
I feel like I could make that happen on some of those shows.
Right. You know what? It'd be a fun, real meta episode for us to do a podcast episode, like the Wikipedia page for podcast.
Podcast?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I believe, and I have no idea, this is a free fact that's not being assigned to one of our episodes here. I think it was invented by like a former like MTV reality TV host. Like originally, like he came up with like RSS feeds and like the idea of... Nick distributing podcasts or something like that.
I said we do podcasts this week then.
You want to?
Yeah.
Shit.
Let's talk about the history of podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. A podcast about podcasts. I'm sure
this is a real Ouroboros situation.
Yeah, man. There's got to be a page for that, right? Like,
there's no... Oh, absolutely.
Usually we have our podcast intern check to make sure that there's a Wikipedia page, but
right.
I'm pretty confident that there will be
yes.
one.
I believe in it. So... Podcasts, I would say 2003.
Yeah, that feels about right. I might go a little later because I remember like I started working in like 2005 after I graduated from college. And I remember it being like a real fringe technology. Like something that I had to be like, guys, we work for a small nonprofit. We don't have enough resources to dive into this for
right.
like 12 people, at that time. But yeah, 2003 is plausible to me. I think you're really in that ballpark. I would say
maybe a few years earlier. It was definitely while I was in college they existed.
Yeah.
But it really didn't take off as like a thing anybody listened to until a little later. But it was
right.
The technology existed.
Right, and I mean, it was basically as soon as you could easily record MP3s, right?
Yeah,
like the digital audio phenomenon of like the Napster era and mm-hmm. the proliferation of Winamp, and like being
gotta get those skins.
Yeah, I gotta get those Winamp skins.
Get them.
Like that's the stuff.
Get the ones
like,
that make it look like a cool robot.
Like
or something.
That was what made it possible, right? Like you can now record things relatively easily if you were a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I very much believe it had to do with RSS feeds. Like that technology, really simple syndication is what that stands for.
Yep.
And the concept of people being able to subscribe to something as opposed to, you know, proactively like going out and clicking a download button, but being able to say, I want this delivered in to me. I want this syndicated to me. Like
yes.
that was the crux of the technology that like really like started.
And what really made it take off and sort of click, and I believe the name is derived from, is the iPod.
Correct.
A portable device that had, at the time, a crazy amount of storage on it.
Right.
Where you could very easily, you'd plug it in, it would sync. So, you know, your computer during the week is downloading whatever podcast you subscribe to come out. Mm-hmm. You plug your iPod in Monday morning, it syncs everything. You got new stuff to listen to.
Right. And something that we don't actually talk about enough is acknowledging the fact that podcast is actually a pun. Right. It's a play on words. It's broadcast.
Yeah, broadcast.
Podcast.
But for your iPod.
Right.
You know, which it's obviously like
somebody's
never,
dad named this.
Yeah. I don't think it was ever exclusive through an iTunes. Though. It was, like you said, no. RSS feeds.
Right. No, but like it's like Kleenex is the brand name of a facial tissue. Right.
Yeah.
You know, podcast like iPod almost got to the point where. Well, I mean, like, yeah, there aren't really any MP3 players anymore, right? Apple just, like, killed all that, and now you have your phone.
No, you just put it on your phone.
Right? Like, so it's similar to that.
I know. There are high-end ones.
Oh, yeah?
That, not Neil Young. Another Neil Young era music boy.
David Crosby?
One of them. James Taylor, maybe?
Okay.
A James Taylor-endorsed personal listening device that is... plays like very high end audio files.
It's the dorkiest thing I've heard of in a long time.
Yeah.
And like sort of douchey, which makes me think it's actually John Mayer that's doing it.
He might put an album out on it.
And like I pick on him because he's an easy target though. Like I remember reading something like when iPods were coming out, there was a great article, let's give it to Rolling Stone or something like that, of where John Mayer was like he's like, hey, I'm a big audio nerd and I obsess over like what microphone should I use to record this snare drum with, but if y'all are gonna listen to my music on fucking earbuds, I'm not gonna do that anymore. I'm gonna adapt to like whatever the medium is. I'm not gonna spend that time there because like if you're hearing it through these piece of shit earbuds,
right.
What do I care?
But James Taylor is all about them snare drum microphones.
He's seen fire, he's seen rain. You know, he's gone through a lot, so he's really got a good perspective on life.
And there are people who care about stuff like that. I'm not one of them, but I also don't listen to a lot of music. I listen to podcasts, not exclusively, but I would say percentage wise of times I have headphones on,
mm-hmm.
80.
Wow.
80%. Or I'll include audiobooks in there too. Someone talking, not singing, basically.
See, I don't have, like, a lot of people, I love podcasts for like road trips. Right. Like, and I live so close to where I work that I don't listen to a lot of I don't have opportunity. Like, clearly I don't work out. Right. So I can't do it on like a treadmill.
I can't. I used to work out.
Me too. In my younger years.
And hated it.
Yeah. It was
the worst. When my wife was pregnant with our first daughter, I went through like a real phase of like, oh, I should probably not have a heart attack at 40. Like I should. I should. You
know, you got to know her and you're like, fuck it.
I should put a little effort into this. And then I did for a long, for like probably a solid year and a half to two, like was really good about sticking to a gym schedule. And then I took a new job where I was commuting more and then, didn't have as much time and then I fell out of it. And, I hated doing it. So like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. So all of that to say, like, I have to go out of my way to find time to listen to podcasts.
But I can't, my point about working out is I can't listen to podcasts while I'm exercising.
Because you hate exercising so much, so you're just angry and you can't concentrate, or what?
I need mostly what I listen to at the gym. I have a playlist of, it's a lot of video game music and a lot of songs and audio. I took like audio clips from movies that I liked, that I thought were inspiring.
You're such a dork. I love this.
But it has to be like fairly short, right? Because I hate exercising so much that I need something. I need like a constant distraction from how much I hate it.
You're like, okay, so like, it's like we paint the scene. It's like you're at the gym. Like Glenn walks up. He's standing in front of a treadmill, and he puts his earbuds in. He kind of stands up and puts his feet on either side of the tread, turns the treadmill on so he doesn't, like, you know, fall off of it. He presses play on his iPod, kind of psychs himself up a little bit. His head rolls shoulder to shoulder, and then it just goes, bump, 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 bump. That's your workout routine?
I literally have more than one, the audio from Super Mario Brothers speedruns. Because I like having like the coin, not just the music, like the actual play.
It makes so you like, feel like you've achieved something.
Yeah. A lot of stuff from Zelda, the You Beat a Bad Guy music from Final Fantasy, movie quotes, the speech from Independence Day is on there. The one from Animal House.
So President, is it President Pullman?
Yeah. The speech from Animal House, even though I don't like Animal House.
Wow.
A lot of stuff like that. But it has to be short so that I can just move on to the next thing and think about what's the next thing going to be.
I know I don't have any place to ask this, but I would love that. And I think it would be amazing if you could put that out to the world, like on the improvised Wikipedia website.
My exercise? I will have to find it, because here's the thing. It's not on my phone right now, because I don't...
If you can find it, I think I speak for all of our listeners that I would...
I think I can track it down. I
would love for us to put that out.
Because, I'll find it. I'll find it or put a reasonable facsimile back together of what it would be.
I appreciate that, Glenn.
Sure.
Because
it's a lot of like YouTube clips that I just pulled the audio from.
Right. Oh, I hate how much I love that. That's true. You know, I have a confession to make as far as, you know, iPods and working out and all that goes. I'm a recovered Zune owner.
Mm-hmm.
I had one. It was very dorky. I took a lot of heat for it. But I kind of unabashedly loved it, right? And I would offend it, man, because, like, we all pay Spotify, like, a couple bucks a month to get music now. Like, we're all subscribing to me. That's what Zune was. I paid, like, I don't know how much I paid, but, like, it was a monthly fee, and I didn't have to buy any of the songs. I just synced it up. It was great. I loved it. I don't think it got credit that it deserved, but also, like, Microsoft, why you got to make that shit brown? Right.
Well, with
it was brown and pink. That's what it was.
Since the topic is podcasts, a recurring thing on several podcasts that I've heard of is podcasters having owned Zunes and like kind of bemoaning their downfall.
I liked it. It was good. It was ahead of its time, but it was marketed poorly. It was brown. And oh, by the way, it was brown. It was like it was like a little turd music brick.
I never had an iPod because I did not have a lot of money for things like iPods.
Well, and also you didn't listen to a lot of music.
Yeah, and I didn't know what podcasts were. I knew they existed in college, because if I knew what they were, I feel... Podcasts and YouTube were both things where I'm like, I should have waited like 2 years to go to college. Because if I knew... Like, I knew what YouTube was, but no... Like, I knew it was a thing where you could upload video. That was basically all I knew about it.
Right.
But my film professors were all like, well, if you're putting a video online, like, you should be getting the traffic for that, so put it on a site you run, not on YouTube. I'm like, but then people will watch it. Like, if I wait, if we were 2 years younger or just waited to go to school,
right? I feel and you'd like, be like, also, then I'd have to pay for the data that would be involved in me hosting a video.
Yeah, which I did in college, like to put shorts and stuff online.
Man,
but that was the same time like Derek Comedy was like the
blowing up
on YouTube, because they were like putting effort into this. It wasn't just like videos of them at the zoo. It was like, here, let's take some time.
Although I really would love a Derek Comedy video of them just at the zoo. I would watch the shit out of that.
But yeah, like they were putting time and effort into these sketches, and then so they were standing out. I was doing, you know, short comedy films in college and like putting them up on a website. Nobody
You've
ever
never sound
to.
More bitter.
I know. It's not again. I'm using them as an example. Derek Comedy is great.
Yeah.
but
instead, like, you and I were in college basically at the same time, and we had LimeWire and Napster,
Kazaa,
right? Like, we knew file sharing. We're big on file sharing.
Yeah.
Everybody had all of these MP3s that were, like, mislabeled.
Yep.
And, like, so everyone thought the band Flag OAR. Flag
by Weezer.
Everybody thought OAR was Dave Matthews' band. Yeah. Like, ooh, Dave Matthews' band is singing about a crazy game of poker. Like, no, that's just a mislabeled file. Oh, simpler times. We were way off track in terms of the podcasting thing. I want to say that the guy that invented this technology or was accredited with the original idea, his first name is Adam.
Sure.
I think it's Adam something. And there's an MTV connection. I don't know if he was a host or he was on The Real World, but I swear that's true.
I have no reason to doubt you. You sound confident.
Yeah. What do you think? What were, like, early breakthrough podcasts?
Well, I think before we get there, I mean, people are listening to this, so I feel like they know.
Right.
But we need to beat Wikipedia in this.
Oh,
what's a podcast?
Podcast is a serialized audio file of a specific theme that people can subscribe to.
I think that sums it up beautifully.
Thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and they might dwell on, like, the specifics of, like, you know, MP3 file and RSS feeds and
It
doesn't have to be, but, like, there might be some.
We have options.
Of that
kind of stuff. A peek behind the curtain here. You're listening to an MP3 file right now because they compress really small and hosting costs money. So to keep,
what Glenn is trying to say
a slightly more boring peek behind the curtain is. Yeah. I host this through the same server that I use for the Humor Weekly, so I have room on that server to put files. So it's, you know,
what Glenn is trying to say is he doesn't think enough of all of you listeners to spend money on you.
Look, if James Taylor starts listening to this show, I might bump up the kilobytes per second.
Yeah, you can tweet at us, James Taylor, at Improv Wikipod.
Yeah.
So James Taylor, if you're listening, at Improv Wikipod. Does James Taylor tweet? Maybe. I feel like he doesn't.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does, but I feel like if he does, it's like show dates.
Yeah, you think?
And like maybe a picture of him on vacation.
See, I was going to go the other route. I think it would be like bad poetry.
You mean like a James Taylor song?
Ooh, hot take.
Take that, JT.
Take that, JT, as your all the kids know you.
You mentioned that Fire and Rain song?
Yeah.
It's probably the only James Taylor song I know.
I'm sure you and I know other songs. We just don't.
If I heard one,
yeah, that's.
I'd be like, oh, I've heard this song before. You're like, well, that's a James Taylor joint. I'd be like, all right.
Cool. Mom.
Yeah. He didn't like ghostwrite any Weezer jams that I'm unaware of.
Hashpipe,
right?
Actually.
He wrote most of the Green album.
Yeah, he did. Fun fact about the Green album.
Island in the Sun.
I got a fun
James
fact.
Taylor.
Ready? Okay, so Rivers Cuomo was obsessing over, like, early 60s rock and roll songs and, like, what made them amazing.
Yeah.
And so he had a big binder of, like, analytical song breakdowns of, like, of how all of these, like, Beach Boys songs and things that he loved worked. And they sat down using this formula that he created off of all of that research for the Green Album. So if you go back and you listen to the Green Album, every guitar solo happens basically at the same point in the song, and it's just the melody line.
Okay. A lot of people don't like the Green Album.
I do.
I enjoyed it. I bought it freshman year of college, and I liked it. And then everyone was telling me how much they hated it. I was surprised that it's only like 35 minutes long. That felt like
that's because of the formula, man.
Felt like not enough.
Not enough.
Get a couple more minutes on there, Rivers. You owe me like two songs, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want two more songs. I don't know if you want two songs from Weezer now.
I would.
Really?
Yes. I think Weezer has been consistent over the years, and fans don't realize that they themselves are what is different. Like, you're not 16 anymore. That's why you love the Blue Album, because it came out when you were in high school, and you listen to it while you're making out in a car. Of course you're going to love that album. Now,
make out in a car and listen to New Weezer, and it'll take you back.
Go get a sitter. you and the wife drive to your high school parking lot, put on Hurley and make out, and you'll love it.
Maybe don't do it in the high school parking lot.
Not while classes in session.
Yeah, maybe like, I don't know, go like to like a Sunday whatever afternoon. Your like weird like highway pull off makeout point is.
Yeah. Do some Everyone necking. Smooch each other to Hurley is the point.
What are we missing on podcast? Oh yeah, okay. Let's get to what do we think those first hugely popular podcasts were? Like what was like I know recently I think Serial was sort of a tipping point.
Serial was a big moment in making it more appealing to general folk.
Right.
Like
that was to me that looking back.
It made it slightly less niche.
That was the one that you like had to listen to it so you could like exist in society because everyone was obsessed with it.
Yes.
And if you didn't listen to Serial, you were definitely
And it was one of those things where
it was like Lost almost, right? Like yes. I didn't watch Lost when it was on TV, and so I missed all of those conversations. But like everyone around me was obsessed, and I feel like Serial hit that level of.
And if you're a podcast hipster, who like if you've been listening to it, if you were listening to podcasts before Serial came out, when Serial came out, you're like, ugh, all these Serial people, like get out of here, stop telling me how great you think podcasts are because you've listened to one,
right.
And then you push those people down the stairs.
Yeah. Lots of stair-pushing related mm-hmm. incidents around podcasting.
Before that, Mark Maron's WTF was a big...
Oh, yeah, that's true. I remember like he would get, like when he got his like big guests, like, did he get President Obama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember when that happened. That was huge, right? Like, that was a big get. Like, almost like...
That was like a national headline.
Right.
But even before that, I mean, it was one of the... most popular shows. I'm trying to think before that. Adam Carolla's is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to think of the early ones. Jesse Thorne, founder of MaximumFun.org. Sound of Young America, which was Jesse Thorne's radio show. In college, which he then started podcasting, and then that became Bullseye, and it also spun off into Jordan Jesse Go. That's been going on 11 or 12 years.
You know, it's like, interesting. You bringing up radio shows and podcasting, that makes me like kind of think about like, so you have the rise of satellite radio,
mm-hmm.
right? So like satellite radio became a thing where like, oh my God, we can have radio where you swear and like start going to satellite, right? And then like, so like, I feel like part of that movement also pushed to podcasting. Like,
yes.
Like, hey, this is like a viable audio format that people like. People still like
well, a lot of
storytelling.
Yeah. Like a lot of NPR shows are the most popular podcasts. And all
right.
it is they release the audio of the radio show. Some of them like This American Life, the podcast, they won't edit out swears.
Mm-hmm.
But they also release one where they do because enough people have asked them to.
Right.
But
because it's like kind of the death, not the death, but like appointed listening is not really a thing anymore. Like must see TV, right? Like we all
mm-hmm.
have everything available on demand and that plays to.
I listen to a ton of radio shows, but honestly, the radio did not work in my last car and I didn't care. Like because I just get all the podcasts.
Yeah.
For those shows that I listen to.
So that, I mean, to me, that's almost like a subheading on this Wikipedia page, right? Like about. You know, more traditional radio formats adopting this to kind of counter the fact that people aren't using, you know, broadcast radio the same way that they used to.
Yeah.
Huh. You got anything else for this Wikipedia?
Amy Schumer just signed a $1 million deal with Spotify to do
Shut
a podcast.
Shut up, man. That's good for her.
Good for her.
Good for her. I don't understand the heat that she gets. I think she's great.
I think it's because she's a lady in comedy.
Yeah, and that's so stupid, you guys.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit?
We should do an episode on people who are stupid.
Oh, my God.
Idiots and complaining about women and minority in comedy.
Yeah. I mean.
Comedy's great. Let people do it.
Yeah.
Like
who, like, don't you like laughing? Laughing?
Yeah. I love laughing.
Laughing is the best.
I do love to laughing.
This is why we're not famous.
comedy is great, and if more people do it, then there's more of it,
and everyone's happy.
The world's better. Just shut your dumb face. Oh, also, I want a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
When we did Skyscraper.
Right. In the beginning, it was like episode 2, I think.
Yeah, I pointed out that it was Demi Lovato. I forget what fake name I gave her. I said she vocal fried out the word skyscraper a couple of times in that song.
Yeah.
That's not a criticism. That's a description of how she says it, because it's just it made me think. This is a good way to get John to understand what song I'm talking about.
Right.
It's okay. Like,
you getting a lot of heat?
No, but I listened to that.
Demi Lovato fans, like, at you?
No one's complained, but I listened to that. I hate it when people complain about stuff like vocal fry, and that's not me complaining about it. That's just, listen to that song. That's how she's saying, that's the best descriptor for how she says skyscraper in that song. But it's fine.
Tell you what, when you put out that.
Stop telling women how to do things.
Yeah, that's good advice. When you put out your audio of your video game YouTube workout mix, slip that Demi Lovato song in there for me, would you?
I have a similar playlist that I listen to before shows, but it's less movie stuff. But it does feature a song from My Little Pony.
Ooh.
Because my daughter listens almost exclusively to My Little Pony songs. It's called Awesome As I Wanna Be.
Hmm.
It's pretty good.
That does sound good. I think
Jesus Christ. I just saw you pulled up the actual Wikipedia page, and the cover image on it is a phone with cereal on it.
Yeah, that's true. We'll get there. That was just the cue that I don't think we have any. We've lost steam. We have nothing else to add.
I think we've covered it.
We really have. So before I turn to my left and read through the actual Wikipedia page to see how we did, we have to pause for thank you to our sponsors. So this week's episode of the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast is brought to you by the Bat Signal. Need to get a hold of Batman? Try the Bat Signal.
I'm surprised I didn't catch on more, because it's a pretty simple device.
Yeah.
So, like, what? I mean, I guess it wouldn't be Wayne Industries that put it out, but like maybe competing companies. Like, why don't we just make a personal Bat Signal? Where you're getting mugged, boom, the light goes up, and then Batman shows up.
I feel like DC Come At Us will write a great Lex Luthor plot line where he makes the personal bat signal to distract Batman while he does some shenanigans.
Because remember, like, when Bane was trying to wear Batman down in No Man's Land by letting everybody out of Arkham so he'd be too tired to fight him?
Yep.
All he had to do was give average people a bat signal.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, like, your mom would, like, turn it on just to see if he came.
Right.
I just want to see if it works, Glenn.
Yeah.
He'd be like, Mom, no. Don't abuse this power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be so tired. And then Commissioner Gordon would use it. Nothing would happen. He'd be like, I'm exhausted. That's why everyone doesn't have police radios. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bat Signal. We appreciate you sponsoring this episode of the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. This is the meta episode of the show where we did podcasts. So I have pulled up the podcast page on Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia.
And then a black hole formed.
and we all fell into it, and you're now dead. Podcast, or generically known as Netcast, fuck you, nobody calls it that.
No thank you, Netcast.
Is an episodic series of digital audio or video files which a user can download and listen to. I feel like I nailed it.
Yeah. We didn't mention video podcasts, but those are a thing.
Yeah, it's a subset.
It's,
yeah. I don't think I've heard video podcast as much as I've heard vlog.
They're two different things.
They are two different things, but like I think there is like a, like the term blog has lost all meaning.
Right.
Like in 2018, like it doesn't mean what it used to mean anymore. It just basically means web content, right? I think vlog is heading that way too.
Sure.
All right, fine. Don't agree with me, whatever. All right.
I did agree with you, just not passionately.
Podcasts are often available for subscriptions so that new episodes are automatically downloaded via web syndication to the user's own local computer, mobile application, or portable media player. It is distinct from internet radio, which involves streaming rather than downloading. The word was originally suggested by Ben Hammersley as a portmanteau of iPod and broadcast. The files are distributed in audio. Yeah, who cares?
Nobody you nailed cares. That fact.
Yeah. I thought his name was Adam, though. I'm going to click through to this page here really good. Okay, so that's somebody different. Let's keep reading and see if I was actually right.
It's not the MTV boy you
It's
thought.
Not. All right, the generator of podcasts maintains a central list of five. Oh, God, I don't care. Like, it's talking about how you make a podcast. Yes.
You're talking to a microphone, you put it on the internet. There, yeah. You made it.
Boom.
It's very easy.
Right. All right, so here's an interesting sentence. Podcasts are usually free of charge to listeners and can often be created for little to no cost, which sets them apart from the traditional model of gate-kept media and production tools. I feel like that's sort of changing with the rise of like Stitcher Premium. And
there
like
are
some
a lot
like
of
now gate-kept podcasts.
Yeah,
really.
Initially some would charge per episode, and then they realized that it's a bad model. I keep bringing up Maximum Fun on this episode because that's a lot of the podcasts that I listen to. But their model is all the content is free. Once a year, they do like an NPR-style donation drive where they ask people to agree to give a certain amount of money every month. And so you're paying for the content, but it's not like I don't have to pay per episode.
Right.
It's just every month they get a couple bucks from me, and then they can keep making a thing.
Right. There's a note on here about like sites like Patreon.
That's definitely becoming more popular.
Yeah, that's everywhere. Yeah. I mean, we don't have one yet because I think largely we're lazy.
Yeah, we are lazy. I'm also in the middle of asking people for money for another thing. So yeah.
I like that thing. We can talk about that thing once we have more information about it. But
yeah.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thanks, friend.
All right. Blah blah blah. Okay.
I try to limit the times I ask people for money.
That's good for you, man.
But if you want to give us money, get
in
touch.
Yeah.
Improv Wikipod.
Yeah, Improv Wikipod.
Twitter.
Yeah,
we'll take your money.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not going to turn down money.
We'll meet up in person and take it from
you.
If that
you
helps.
Meet us in the alley behind Steel Stacks.
Yeah,
we'll get that money, and then you'll need your personal bat signal because we're going to rob you.
Okay, so here we go. History. Many people and groups, including Dawn and Drew of the Dawn and Drew Show, Chris and Betsy Smith of Croncast, Matt Schichter of the Backstage Pass, James A. Donnelly of Mad Pod, and Dan Klass of The Bitterest Pill contributed to the early emergence and popularity of podcasts. Ah, here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Former MTV video jockey Adam Curry.
Yes!
In collaboration with Dave Weiner, co-author of RSS Specification, I think it's syndication, but whatever, is credited with coming up with the idea to automate the delivery of syncing of textual content to people's audio players. Boom!
Nailed it.
Nailed
That's
it.
A big point.
That's a
for
huge
For one
point.
John Lunger.
Yeah. And, you know, by proxy, you.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you got the credit on that one.
I don't really care about any of these early shows. You can all read about them, I guess. Daily Source Code is what Adam actually came up with in 2004. It was a show focused on talking about his life. Sorry, guys. He was basically testing out, you know, RSS outside of a educational setting, and so the name Daily Source Code was chosen in hope that it would attract an audience with an internet an interest in the internet and technology.
And there was a big lawsuit going on over the last couple of years by some patent troll who bought a patent that never should have been issued for basically the patent was for my understanding is a subscription service for audio cassette tapes. And but because it was a scheduled subscription service that delivered audio, they're like, I invented podcasting.
Wait, so BMG or Columbia
House? He was
trying
to
remember those things?
Yeah. He was shaking down podcasters for a licensing fee. But they defeated him several times in various courts, and I think finally gave up.
That's good.
Within a week, I think this week, I think, as we record it. It's
speaking of it,
finally died.
Next section here. IP issues in trademark and patent law. Between February 10th and March 25th, 2005, Shea Spencer Management LLC of Fairpoint, New York, filed a trademark application to register the term podcast for a, quote, online pre-recorded radio program over the internet. The United States Patent and Trademark Office rejected the application, citing Wikipedia's podcast entry as describing the history of the term. That's a little humble brag.
Yeah,
on
so
Wikipedia
is citing themselves in their own article.
That's why you use Wikipedia as a jumping off point and you don't use it as a primary source.
That's exactly right.
You
use it to find good sources. It is not your good source.
Yeah. So by 2007, there have been at least 24 attempts to register trademarks containing the word podcast in the United States, but only, quote, Podcast Ready from Podcast Ready Incorporated was approved. Interesting. Apple tried to crack down on business in using the suffix pod for obvious reasons on their iPod. But the trademark department, Apple doesn't license the term. However, no statement. I don't know. Who cares? Boring legal stuff. Any lawyers listening to the podcast? Hope not. You're all awful. Hacky, hacky, hacky joke right there. Sorry. All right. There's podcast novels. So that's the idea of like a serialized audiobook. There's a note on video podcasts. There's something called an OGGcast. Have you ever heard of this? OGGcast? It is a podcast recorded and distributed exclusively in the Vorbis audio codec.
I was going to ask if that's what it was. It's James Taylor would love that shit.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there's a lot of like nerdy shit in here and like references to Firefox and Chrome, and there's probably some shade. Yep, there's some shade thrown at Internet Explorer in here. There's a subsection for political podcasts. And then we actually close out with uses. Communities use collaborative podcasts to support multiple contributors podcasting through generally simplified processes and without having to host their own individual feeds. Okay, so that's a really poorly worded thing to talk about podcast networkers.
Yeah. You know, Maximum Fun, we mentioned.
Earwolf. I love Earwolf.
What's the one that just died and then became Starburns?
I forget, but Starburns.
Yeah. Starburns Industries, mm-hmm. which is now run by Dan Harmon, but wasn't originally.
Right. So, yeah, and that's really just it, man. I got to say, not as much information on this page as I thought there would be.
Scant.
Yeah, it is scant. There's no mention of cereal other than that photo.
There's that photo of cereal. Mark Maron, I don't think, was mentioned. When Maron started WTF, he consulted Jesse Thorne on how to podcast, so I feel like they should both be somewhere on there.
Right. I will say they big did, like, yeah, they name dropped a lot of early contributors, right, and some shows that we didn't really know.
Didn't know any of the ones mentioned.
And that's fine. But then they stopped. They didn't go on. There's no like modern applications, right? Like, right. I feel like a lot of the information that's here is like circa 2004 through like 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And like here we are like a decade later and the technology has advanced. It's a lot easier to produce them because look, we can do it.
Right. And this isn't like I've done several over the years. And this is already the most popular one in terms of subscribers.
Thanks, everybody.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for
it
subscribing and stuff.
Very fun to do.
Oh, thanks, bud. I agree too. This is one of my highlights.
What are other podcasts you listen to close this out?
I love How Did This Get Made? Love it. So that's where June Diane Raphael, mm-hmm. Paul Scherer, and Jason Mantzoukas talk about terrible movies. And literally, you know, how did they actually get made? I love that.
I like The Flophouse, which is a similar,
yeah,
similar premise with Stuart Wellington, Dan McCoy, and Elliot Kalin. Elliot Kalin's former head writer of The Daily Show and the Mystery Science Theater 3000 reboot. And Stuart Wellington has a great bar in Brooklyn.
Nice.
And Dan McCoy also used to write for The Daily Show.
Lady Parts Justice League.
I don't know that
Liz
one.
Liz Winstead, co-creator of The Daily Show, does that. It's all about, it's funny, but it's all about reproductive rights. It's very good, and, you know, I believe in all of that stuff, so that's something I listen to. I like Comedy Bang Bang a whole lot. I'm surprised that didn't get a mention on here. That's a live comedy show that turned into a very successful podcast, mm-hmm. that turned into a goddamn TV show.
Yeah, and before it was it used to be.
It was a live show at UCBLA.
Yeah, and it was
Comedy Death Ray,
yeah. Where it was like a stand-up show, and then they got progressively weirder,
yeah.
and became what the show is today.
Yeah,
so it was an interesting evolution of comedy podcasts on that show specifically.
Love Lauren Lapkus. So with special guest Lauren Lapkus is a really fun one where she improvises a different style of podcast every week with special guests.
Andy Daly did a similar one,
mm-hmm.
The Andy Daly podcast.
Yep,
pilot experiment, something like that.
I love Raised by TV. Lauren Lapkus again, John Gabris talking about the TV of our childhoods, the 90s. Yeah, so I definitely skew a lot towards the more kind of silly comedy world of podcasts. I don't listen to a lot of Smarty Pants ones because I'm a big dum-dum.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I mean, the NPR ones are all great.
Oh, the one I just found that I've been listening to, Good One by Vulture.
Don't know it.
I didn't until a couple days ago, but It's I forget the host's name, but it's a guy interviewing comedians, but it's about specific bits.
Like, how did you come up with that joke about butts?
Yeah, so I just listened to the one with Mulaney last night about, which bit was it? $100 million.
Nice.
About from his first album.
Well, I mean, I'm ready to declare us winner. I feel like we did a much better job.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we mentioned more podcasts.
Yeah, and thank you for listening. Feel free to share this particular episode with all those friends of yours that are like, how do I get started listening to podcasts? We've given you some great suggestions. And also, it would help us out by like you just talking about the crap.
Oh, you know another podcast that we like? And they gave us a nice mention.
Casual Birder?
Casual Birder Podcast.
Yeah, great podcast. Love them.
Which we brought up in our first episode. Because it was about birds.
Yeah.
It's a good, I think at by the time this comes out, I will have been on that show or will be on that show soon.
Oh, wow. They like you better than me. They don't even know me.
Right. They know.
I got no invite from them.
They know you as the co-host of the show with me,
I now know why you get top billing on this.
I've known Susie a little bit for a little while.
No,
so we have a pre-existing relationship to me mentioning her show on the podcast as opposed to you. Don't.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. Just joshing around. All right, we end every episode by coming up with a fake fact that we would like to pass off as real if we were mean-spirited and we wanted to do that to this Wikipedia page. Glenn, what do you got?
Well, I think it should be the first podcast.
Okay. Yeah, like the very first podcast.
Like the first YouTube video was me at the zoo. It's a guy at a zoo.
Right.
The first podcast was a Stamps.com ad.
The very first podcast was an advertisement for Stamps.com.
It was just a 45-minute plug for Stamps.com.
We've all heard that podcast, that's for sure. Cool. Well, I mean, thanks for listening, everybody. We had a lot of fun this week. Do all those things that you can do to help podcasts, subscribe, all that crap. We're not going to list them all. You know what they are.
And believe in yourselves.
Yeah, believe in yourselves.
Do it.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. Bye.